Okay, so I'm ready for you people to start your interrogation of the Book of Ghosts.
Thank fucking God, it's only 10:30. Good, we're glad to get started someday. Or we don't get paid by the hour, we'd get out, we'd be out of work. Who are those who preside over their altars? Okay, go ahead.
Well, you know what's going on with this section of the Dead Book of Bob.
There's
a bunch of degrees of separation.
Of course.
Who, what, where, when, how. It's horrible. Yeah. I don't think we should do anymore.
Well,
I think we know
but it's,
what's going on here.
Well, we do, but it's laid out from the different condition. People are alive in this respect. Some people are dead. And so this gives the counterculture respect of a degree of separation from a dead place. So they wouldn't know. So who are those who preside over their altars? They don't have a clue, you see. And that's the rub. That's the rub. It's the antiphonal side. It's the antiphonal side of the coefficient of aliveness. And so
right, like
you
Karen,
get to lay it
if
out.
If we followed Karen, we wouldn't learn nothing. She's always trying to run off fast, just to the surface skim. I mentioned this in a private session. You'll hear more details about it. But this is another example. Thank you, Ion, for keeping the straight and true and path and deep.
The antiphonal side of the coefficient of what?
The antiphonal? Look at that, Carol, using a big word, the antiphonal.
That's what Ion just
said.
Been
a sesquipedalian. She's been a sesquipedalian for years, Bob.
Okay, all right, if you say so.
Okay, we begin. Who are those who preside over their altars? And the quoted answer, those who preside over their altars are the similitude of the Eye of Ra and the similitude of the Eye of Horus, though it's this side and that side.
Yep.
O Ra Tem, thou Lord of the Great House in Anu, thou sovereign life, strength, spelled wrong, health to be to thee, Bob's shuffling through the house like an old man. It's horrible, Lion. Okay.
Hey, but we got rid of the death rattle, though. You ain't got the death rattle no more.
That's true. Thank you. I appreciate it. It was very annoying. Thou sovereign life, strength, health be to thee of all the gods. Deliver thou the scribe Nepseni, whose word is truth, from the god whose face is like unto that of a greyhound, whose brows are like those of a man who feedeth upon the dead, who watcheth at the bend of the lake of fire, who devoureth the bodies of the dead and swalloweth hearts, and who voideth filth, but who himself remaineth unseen. Okay, this greyhound, a lot of the Egyptian pictures on the walls, they had a look of greyhound about them. Is that what they're referring to? Yeah.
It is. It is. It's shaped. Like the cats protect the dead in the pyramids. They can take over spirits and things the same way with the cats.
Yeah. Okay, so then it's describing, you know, Nepseti and brows, fetus. So feeding off the dead, we've got
the devourer. The devourer.
Uh-huh. Right, yeah. So you have to devour something before you can live again, right, Ion?
If you're in there for this, if you're in their position,
Okay, so maybe we'll just keep going. Who is this greyhound-faced god? His name is Everlasting Devourer, as Ion just said, and he liveth in the domain of fire, the Lake of Unt. Now, what's interesting is right now, California is burning up, so it's like fire is the harbinger of the next step, correct?
Yeah, and Australia is burning up, too.
Right. I didn't... Okay, good. They've got to get their carbon in. Okay, the Harbinger. And continuing, as concerning the domain of fire, it is that At, which is in Naruthath and is near the Shinoi chamber. So they're describing where it is. Continuing,
yeah.
The sinner who walketh over this place falleth down among the knives of the watchers. So the watchers aren't taking action, but people
correct,
fall
but they're,
over.
But yeah, yeah, they're on it though, because see, they'll stand in the way. Now, it's not the same way that the watchers were. The watchers are a little different in the Book of the Dead reference than the watchers, say, infringe. They're a little bit different. They're a hair bit more proactive because these jokers are dead.
They
do what they want to do. They got no regard.
They do what they want to do. Okay. Continuing, others, however, say that the name of this god is Mates, and that he keepeth watch over the door of Amentat. Others say that his name is Biba. Now, when they do this, some say this, some say the others. That's, again, bouncing back between live and dead, correct, Ion?
Live and dead and juxtaposed positions, too.
So tell us, what is a juxtaposed position, Ion?
Oh, it's like when you're on one side of the counter, and then you're on the other side of the counter. If you can condition between the two sides of the counter, that would be a juxtaposable position. If you could see yourself on the other side of the mirror, those positions would be juxtaposed to each other, meaning you could replace yourself in the condition that you are.
Yeah.
You could replace yourself in the condition that you are.
Thank you. I'm just laughing. Bob's found the treats that I bought him. He's just like a little kid.
Oh, he's in it now. He's in it. You know he's going to eat every single one of them right now, too. You know
oh,
that,
I know.
Right?
I mean, he's got me stuck here for an hour, and it's all
so
over.
He's got it. He's on. He's on. He's on like Donkey Kong. There'll be nothing left but the dim memory of the treat.
Yes, Carolyn's brought home Upcountry Magazine, which is about different parts of Maui, Kea, Han, and Haikyuu. And on the cover is a picture of Oprah. And it says, Oprah's Bountiful Life on Maui. I'll have to read the article. For my neighbor.
For you, Bob. It is for you. Okay.
Yeah.
Continuing. And that he keepeth watch over the bend of the stream of Amentat, and yet others say, okay, keeping watch over the bend of the stream, so that would be that juxtaposed position. It's not straight.
So you see yourself coming.
And, yeah. And continuing, and yet others say that his name is Harisapheth. Hail, Lord of Terror. There's Bob again. Chief of the land of the south and north, thou Lord of the desert. Now, Ion has said the main direction that we pay attention to is east. So this being south and north, do they have any influence?
They do, because that's where Bob watches the ups and downs of it, from the wind, when the wind's blowing from the south and it hits him in the face, and he's facing south, so the wind's blowing north. Yep, that one.
So they're important, okay. Continuing, who dost keep prepared the block of slaughter, and who dost feed on the intestines of men? Degree of separation. Who's benefiting from this slaughtering and intestinal fortitude?
These people are trying to get out of that condition, and if they don't, this is what happens to their guts. They get eaten. If you don't get prepared, if you don't prepare the block of slaughter, and who does feed on the intestines of men? Eat the babies, as LaRouche would say. Eat the babies.
Got it. Okay, so then we get to the next question already. Who is the Lord of Terror? And aside, besides Bob, their answer is, yeah, it is the keeper of the bend of the stream of Amentet. So, yeah, you're terrorized.
The Lord of Terror is the juxtaposed Bob. When you look in the mirror and when Bob looks back at you, it terrorizes you. Either because you're afraid of Bob or you are upset because you can't look as good as he looks. Can't look as good as Bob. So if you look less than Bob, and seeing Bob doesn't even like to look at people who aren't pretty. So they got to be really good looking and he's not even going to look at them. So it
but
becomes
Bob,
a really...
Uh-huh. But see, Bob, he is so handsome, he won't even let me cut his hair to make him look more handsome because he knows...
No, he's trying to keep it full. See, because you know it all fell out and it all grew back. And so he's doing this wavy gravy since he's got all his hair back, you see. And you got that fancy little shampoo stuff. It's even better. He's GQing it over there. Suave. Rico Suave. Well, what you do is do like you did Worcester and get him some of them damn ponytail clippers and put it up in the damn ponytail, and then he'll let you cut it. It'll be great.
Oh, yeah. I could braid it. I could do that. All right.
Plait it. We could lay some plants in there. It'll be good. Get some good mud. That'd be good.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Some dreadlocks.
Oh, yeah.
Dreadlocks. Cornrow.
His hair with dirt. Yeah, he's been dirting his hair. That's... I never in 1,000 years would I expect Bob to actually take dirt up in his hands and rub it in.
Touch his hands. You mean he didn't have gloves on? He's supposed to wear gloves. He's not supposed to let the dirt touch his hands. Oh, no. That's terrible.
You've got him wrapped around your little finger. I'm sorry.
And he's alive. And, darling, he's alive to tell you about it, too.
Yep. Next question. Who is this keeper? Now, did we have keeper in the previous words? Let me go back there.
So yes. Is this the keeper of the bend of the stream? It's
Who is this keeper? It is the heart of Osiris, which is the devourer of all slaughtered things. The earth crown hath been given unto him with gladness of heart as Lord of Hensu. Now, this heart business, this is interesting because we think of what was done in other cultures where they just took the, you know, they went in and did psychic surgery and took the heart, the still beating heart out. So did they know the heart was the something of the matter and the matter of the heart?
Yeah. Heart of the matter is a matter of the heart. That's exactly right. So it's divisible by itself, meaning it can psychically be removed from the sack. That's what they did when the spear of destiny with Jesus, when they pierced the pericardium, and the water came first and then the blood. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Quite metaphorically inferred.
Yeah. Awesome. Okay. Next question. Who is this? Okay, so the who we're asking about again is the keeper. No, it's probably the Lord Hensu. So who is this? He to whom the earth court hath been given with gladness of heart.
Crown.
As Lord,
earth crown. Earth crown.
Earth crown. Sorry. Hath been given with gladness of heart as Lord of Hensu is Osiris. He was bidden to rule among the gods of the day of the union of earth with earth in the presence of Nebertesher. Who is this?
Do you see?
He who...
Do you see, though, the you and you?